Do you want to be a podcaster? Ready to say hello to more of being able to record podcasts without technology complication than every other podcaster? If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. No, really, it's free. There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then what Anchor does for you is they distribute your podcast so it can be heard on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. I think that's key. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So what are you going to do? How about this? Do like I did and download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM. That's Anchor FM, ANCHOR.FM. Again, ANCHOR.FM, and get started like the rest of us. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies. Thank you for joining. If you don't know who this is your humble host, ED. Back with another podcast to discuss maintaining stamina through it all. Maintaining stamina through it all. If this is your first time joining the podcast, in this podcast we talk about entrepreneurship, marketing, personal development, and faith. Glad you can join me. Let's dig into this topic. You see, maintaining stamina through it all is very unique. You know, one thing I noticed about when I want to lose weight, if I say I want to lose 20 pounds or 30 pounds or 5 pounds or whatever the pounds are. If I come up with this aggressive strategy to lose the weight, it won't happen. But if I say, okay, this week my goal is to lose a pound a day, or 7 pounds through the week. And I've done that because this is kind of around personal development, and I'm throwing in a little bit of health. I guess health could be part of personal development, but I remember when I took on this juice fast, which I'm about to go back in and do another juice fast, just because I like doing juice fast. Well, I should say more smoothie, not actual juice. I like doing smoothie fasts because it pushes me. It pushes me, and I've watched other people attempt to do it as well, and it's challenging because you begin thinking about all the things you could eat and all the things that you have eating, like all that taste of eating those barbecue chips or that taste. And this is where I think about the mindset of how do I push through that? And I've found little tricks and things to trick my mind to say I don't need that. Like when I get ready to do the smoothie fast, I'll buy a couple packs of gum and some breath mints, because just the sensation of, you know, making me feel like I'm still getting that. Because I love sweets. I don't eat meat, but my biggest thing is sweets. Like, oh man, you put a German chocolate cake in front of me, or chocolate, or a red velvet cake. Whew, boy. As Les Brown would say, you know, make you want to take your shoes off and just wiggle your toes a little bit. But what I'm saying is, though, on a serious note, is that it's the stamina to push yourself through it, to to, and this goes back to the, you remember the Last Dance mentality episode. This what Jordan did to himself to push himself. He had to say, when you're the best player in the game, so just imagine you show up and you're the best person there and you have to compete, and you know at any time you can dominate, which is fine, but it's not fun if it's not challenging. So maintaining that stamina, that mindset, to maintain that stamina is you really have to find ways to psychologically push past and push through whatever is the blockade or whatever is the reason why you're not moving forward. Going back to the smoothie thing, the smoothie cleanse I'm going to do. Man, honestly, I've only been able to last 5 days. It's supposed to be 10. And why haven't I lasted those whole 10 days? Well, at day 5, I'm like, this is good enough. So I'm sharing with you this failure because I want you to understand that even though I made it 5 days and there's another 5 days, I was just excited because the stamina to even get to that 5 days, I was very impressed, because I would do it 2 days or 3 days and stop, or I'll get to 4 days and stop, because I was like, man, I need some, this is not working, because I literally did, and now I wasn't having a juice for breakfast and a juice for lunch and a juice for dinner. No, I made 1 64 ounce of, I keep saying juice, smoothie. And I ate, had that just, and that's all I had for the day. So just imagine, and I did it in one sitting. I didn't have it throughout the day. Once I poured it, I drank it right then and there. So just imagine you doing that. And you're sitting there, and you, all of a sudden, again, you start imagining how it can get better, or I like this, work with me a little bit, I like this, what I'm about to say. You start thinking how comfortable it could be of you just having the food that you know you don't really need, because you're doing this for a purpose. And so that's why I think having that stamina and having stamina, meaning that when you fail, you get up again, you go at it again. You fail, you get up and go at it again. You fail, you get up and go at it again. Like, you gotta have that. And, you know, even for marketing, you know, I've been doing marketing all my life, but not officially doing marketing as, you know, some type of guru or really, but I'm just saying from a standpoint of selling myself or selling things to people, or sales, or even, and you've been doing marketing or sales, and a lot of people don't understand that if you work a 9-to-5, you selling yourself in that interview that you will be the best candidate. So I want you to remember that the stamina of you falling down and getting back up, that is the stamina, that is your drive to keep pushing forward and keep going. Hey, I hope today's podcast has been impactful. I try to keep these under 10 minutes. Sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not. And the purpose of keeping it under 10 minutes is that I want you to have the opportunity to be able to take this information and implement it right now. If I give you something, you know, 30, 40 minutes, which probably is coming, but right now, I want to focus on short, we're going to call this intermittent podcasting. I like that. Intermittent podcasting, meaning these are going to be, you're going to have a short window of time of when I'm going to deliver this. So 10 minutes or less. And then we may pick it up later on. But right now, I really want to focus on 10 minutes or less. So again, hope you guys enjoy. Check me out online, check me out on the gram. HOMT Business at HOMT Business, or what else? Facebook, all of that. So again, I'll start getting better with giving you my handles so that way you can check me out and see what we're doing over here.